Ever imagine starting a business with like your family?
Oh, yeah.
Shared passion, built-in trust. Sounds like a dream, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, today we're diving into the world of family business teams, and it's not always smooth sailing.
Definitely not.
We'll uncover some expert insights on the unique challenges and opportunities that pop up when mixing family and business.
All right.
So you're thinking about launching a business with your family? Great, but hold on. Our expert emphasizes the importance of figuring out your why before you even start.
The why.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this together? What are your shared goals? What's the big picture?
Okay, so it's not just about the idea, it's about the motivation behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to assume everyone's on the same page, especially family, right?
Yeah, totally.
But unspoken expectations can create some serious roadblocks.
Oh, I can see that. Like one sibling might expect to be the boss just because they're older.
Right. Or maybe someone wants to prioritize family time over, you know, growing the business super fast.
And if you don't talk about those differences up front.
Boom. Resentment city. And that's not all. What about family members who aren't directly involved? Spouses, for example.
Oh, that's a whole other layer.
Yeah, because business decisions can totally ripple out
Yeah.
and affect family dynamics in ways you might not expect.
So even if someone's not officially on the team, their opinions and feelings can still make a big impact.
Like a silent partner in the drama, almost.
Kinda, yeah.
So establishing that clear why, that shared purpose, is like super important for a solid foundation.
Makes sense.
And speaking of foundations, our expert is a big advocate for transparency, especially when it comes to money.
Yeah, money can be a touchy subject in families.
Totally. And they're really adamant about having clear compensation structures from day one.
So, like, who gets paid what?
Exactly. And not just the amount, but how those decisions are made. You know,
Okay.
are salaries fixed or tied to performance? How are profits split?
Gotta get all those details ironed out.
Yep, and put it all in writing. Prevents those, wait, I thought we agreed on this, fights later on.
Definitely worth the effort.
But it's not just about the Benjamins, right? Our expert also talked about the importance of shared passion and work ethic.
Yeah, you got to be on the same page about how much you're all willing to put in.
Right. Like, are you all workaholics, or is flexibility more important to some members?
Because if those expectations don't align, it can create friction.
Big time. And speaking of friction, this expert had some strong words about dealing with frustration. They said, sitting back and telling yourself, I'm just going to accept the way it is the wrong move.
Oh, wow.
They warned that frustration will just like grow and eventually implode.
So basically, don't ignore the problems, hoping they'll magically disappear.
Exactly. It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater. It's going to pop up eventually.
And probably splash everyone in the process.
Exactly. So they recommend fostering open communication, even when it's hard. Creating a space where family members feel comfortable voicing their concerns is key.
Easier said than done sometimes.
For sure. So, any tips on actually getting families to have those tough conversations?
Well, our expert suggests bringing in a neutral third party, like a mediator or facilitator.
So, someone outside the family who can, like, ref things.
Kind of. They can offer an objective perspective, help structure the conversation, and maybe even say things that family members are too hesitant to say to each other directly.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to hear tough feedback from a stranger.
Definitely less personal baggage.
Right. In fact, the expert even said, it's pretty easy to settle once I get everything understood because I get to say things to people in family teams that family members just won't talk about.
Makes sense.
So having that outside voice can be super helpful when emotions are running high.
Absolutely.
Now, one last piece of advice from our expert that I thought was gold. What happens at work stays at work.
Oh, setting boundaries. Crucial.
Right. It's all about protecting those personal relationships from the inevitable drama of running a business.
So, like, separate work mode from family mode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put on your business hat during office hours, then switch to your family hat when you're at home. Keeps work stress from bleeding into family time.
Smart.
So, to wrap it up, this expert is saying that for family businesses to really thrive, you need a clear purpose, open communication, transparent agreements, and healthy boundaries between work and family life.
Sounds like a recipe for success, not just in business, but in family life too.
That's a great point. And it brings us to our final thought for today. What strategies from these family business insights could you apply to your own family dynamics, even outside of work? How can you create that same level of open communication and healthy boundaries in other areas of your life?
That's something worth thinking about.
It is, because these principles can apply to any group of people trying to build something together, whether it's a company or just a strong, supportive family unit.
Well said.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
See ya.